thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
My pleasure.
Yoga is world's first self-help system or self-actualization system. That means one can realize all his or her potential. And yoga is not a religion at all. Even in the scriptures or texts of yoga, nowhere it is mentioned that you have to pray to a particular god or you have to observe a particular ritual or you have to go to a temple or anything. So practicing yoga will not make you Hindu or Buddhist. So what is yoga? Yoga is a scientific system of vital energy conservation. You see, if you don't have money in your pocket, you cannot even buy a candy. So the same is true. If we exhaust ourselves with physical energy, we will not be able to even lift a finger or open our eyes. Does that make sense, Brother Stan?
Absolutely, and, it does.
And if we exhaust our psychological energy by overthinking, worrying, or getting involved into nonsense thinking like politics and shopping and other things like that, there is a beautiful saying in English language, big minds talk about ideas, average minds talk about events, this happened, that happened, and the small minds talk about things. So people, if you see people talking about like, where did you get that shoe? Oh, nice shirt, nice bracelet. You see, they are wasting their precious life force or the vital energy that is otherwise desperately needed by your immune system. The brain is only like 2% of our body weight, but it burns like 20% of our energy by thinking, overthinking, worrying, hating. So every time you are overthinking, experiencing the negative emotions, you are getting angry, you are secreting the cortisol, the stress hormone, and you are making yourself sick.